healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Mariano, and I've got a very special guest with me.
And I'm Rosario.
She's Rosario. And we've already discussed this in private. She's a special agent, so she can't exactly disclose exactly where she's from. But I can say that it's from, like, everywhere. California, then Colorado, then back to California.
Exactly.
Right.
But just can't tell you.
Exactly, because I don't want to die. So let's jump right into our topic, because what I wanted to talk about today was some kind of, I guess, tips, you'd call them, to staying motivated. Sometimes it can be really difficult. There are certain times, and I decided to talk about this today because it's something that occurred to me personally recently, like a few days ago, that when you're doing something that maybe takes up a lot of your resource, a lot of your time, energy, but, you know, sometimes you need to do things. I'm a firm believer in, you know, no risk, no reward. I totally believe that. And I believe that if you want something, you have to go out and get it. But there are those who think that it's, you know, the safer route to just, you know, to kind of stay comfortable and to not really change up too much and not upset the apple cart. What do you feel about that?
I agree with you 100%. I think those who really want something need to put themselves out there and not be afraid
right.
to fail. I think that those who don't go or try because they're afraid of failing lose anyway.
You know what? I agree. But the thing is, one big thing for me is I hate like things that are easier said than done, because people just say it as if it's, you know, oh yeah, just don't be afraid. That's all. And that's kind of where things get confusing. So I just want to talk about maybe some embarrassing stories, some things that make you have to push yourself, because I feel like a lot of times people relate, but they're never like brave enough to kind of share those kind of vulnerable parts of themselves. And then you don't get that little piece of motivation from someone else, like, hey, everyone goes through it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that happened to me just recently was, for people who don't know, and I'm sure you'll be excited to hear this, okay?
All right, let's see.
I live about 4 hours away from here. So for me to get here every week, it takes a while. It can be a little bit of a hassle, especially when other things are going on. Last weekend, I went to LA and I came back with my little brother, and he's at my house right now, and you know, he didn't want me to leave and I felt bad, and I hardly got any sleep because he was here and that made me tired. And I, you know, it was one of those things where I really had to drag myself here. And right at that moment when I wasn't feeling it, my sister was like, why do you go? Like, it's so far out of the way. You spend so much money. And those things can get to you right at those little moments. Those things can bring you down, and they can kind of make you question yourself of like, why do I do this? Is it worth it? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is I did it because I wanted to do it. This is something that I want and I'm willing to pursue it. I understand that it's easier to just stay home and not change anything, but then where am I going to be in the next 10 years? And when I get here, I have a bike. I ride it from the Amtrak. It's about 11 miles. And the first time I came here, I slept, guess where?
Wow, where?
At a dog park that's like 4 miles away from here.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't know anybody here. I didn't have a place to stay. And I rode like a good 7 miles. I was kind of looking for a place. To be honest, I saw some like homeless guys on my way, and I was almost asking to ask them, like, where do you stay? Like, where's a good place to sleep for the night?
Oh my goodness.
I'm serious.
That's crazy.
So like 4 miles away, I figured, all right, I'm the majority of the way here. So tomorrow morning, it's a short trip. Mm-hmm. Dog park, it's dark. No one's here. Probably no one to bother me. And it wasn't like cold. I didn't have a sweater or anything. And, you know, it was like 1:30 in the morning when I got there. And I just kind of, you know, I locked up my bike and like my food and stuff, and I just laid down. And then like 3 hours later, I was freezing. Like 4 in the morning, it was cold. So I went to the like little kitty section where there's the wood chips on the floor, mm-hmm. and I like burrowed myself in. I was like cuddling my bag, and it sucked. And I got here the next day really tired, and, you know, and I was happy to do it because it's, you know, it's sometimes you have to like push for the things that you want, and I'm fine with that. But that's an embarrassing story, you know, and it's okay because other people don't get it. My sister was angry, by the way. But,
you know,
but it's not her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sometimes people, like, they kind of over-identify with other people. Like, oh, she's going to be upset. But that doesn't really matter. What do you want? Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm guessing she's your older sister.
Yeah, she's my
I could see that.
Yeah, she's my older sister. Which I don't know why I'm always super sensible. Like there was this one time when I really wanted to get to LA to visit a friend of mine, so I hitchhiked. And that worked out just fine. The guy dropped me off like at 2:40 in the morning at this food for less, like on 8th and Olympic, and I waited there for like 20 minutes, my friend picked me up, then we went down to TJ. She didn't like that either. But you know what? The bottom line for me, the reason I do these things is because you have to decide at some point, this is what I want to do, and there's nothing that's going to stop me.
You're a go-getter. That's
exactly.
For sure. That's
right?
Crazy. I wouldn't say that's an embarrassing story. That's very admirable.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of people are like, oh, that's weird. Or a lot of people
are... It is weird. I'll give you that. That's
see?
Really weird.
But a lot of people are like put off, and that's why I consider it embarrassing, because some people think like, oh, it's terrible or whatever. No, I'm totally for it. If you want it, go get it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just about taking that risk, but about being brave enough to kind of go against what people believe or what they might think.
Yeah.
Do you have a story like that?
Oh, man, let me think. Well, nothing crazy like that. Mine will definitely not top yours. Let me think if I have a story. I guess, you know, definitely I felt that, you know, life just kind of pushes you down. But when people see that you're down, sometimes people want to push you down even more instead of lifting you up, unfortunately.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about it is I feel like it's not so much push you down, but if someone pushes you down, they seem higher.
Yes.
And I don't think that it's something that they mean to do or something that they even realize that they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, everybody has that kind of stigma where somebody's all talking about, oh my God, Johnny Depp's so cute. Then the guy's like, no, he's not. And it's like, it's bringing him down makes you feel better. And that's something that I don't really believe in. That's something that I really... Like, that's one of the few things I don't tolerate too much in people. Like, if people are kind of naysayers, I tend to shy away.
Yeah, well, you know? I think it's better to surround yourself with positive people than negative people.
Exactly.
It will definitely affect you, I believe, in energy. If you're around negative energy, it's gonna stick on you.
I know. I'd rather freeze in a dog park.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring that up. And another thing, too, is one of my favorite kind of little pieces, like one thing in celebrities, because I'm sure you have like idols and people that you look up to.
Of course.
All the ones that I look up to, they kind of have the same thing in common. It's funny to me that every wealthy person, it's not money or whatever, it's that they all have the same attitude. Mm-hmm. It's all like, I'm confident, I know what I want, I'm gonna go get it. I don't care if you don't care. Like, it's, you know, I love that, because there's too many people. I don't know how many people I know just in my life, like even just relatives, who, you know, I'll be talking about an athlete or something, and they're like, oh man, I was so good at this, you know, I should have done this. And I'm like, then why didn't you?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be that guy. I'm so afraid of that. You know what I mean?
I totally agree.
So I think that it's important I think the hardest part, because again, it's not so easy. The hardest part is just to be brave enough to do it. I think it's usually within the person's like physical capability. Mm-hmm. Like, sure. I mean, most people can go and do whatever it is. Most people can, even if they really wanted to, can afford and go do whatever. I mean, even if it's like buying headshots that are like $300 a pop and then go to LA and, you know, and try things. But it's the fear factor. People would rather be more comfortable, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Not taking a risk, being more conservative.
Right.
I'm not going to lose anything, but you're also not
going to gain
anything.
So really, you are losing something, because time is, you know, time doesn't return to you.
Exactly.
I love this quote that this guy said, if somebody gave you, like, I think it was one wish, and you had a chance to wish for anything, they were like, what would you wish for? And he was like, time, because there's no other way to get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just crazy that so many people kind of squander their potential. And it makes me sad, because I've met so many people that it seems like they're not as happy because of it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know you're great at something, then do it. That's like my ultimate fear. I'm not really afraid of much, obviously. But one thing I am afraid of is not becoming whatever it is that I think I can become. Not because of money or wealth or anything, but just because I want to wake up one day and be like, this is what I built.
Mm-hmm. And you know? You tried.
Exactly.
You gave
I tried.
Your best.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've done some pretty stupid things along the way. I've gained some really fun experience along the way, and I've been all over, but that's the point. You know, life is short, and sometimes you got to just do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Just do it like Nike.
Give me one more story.
Let's see. Well, I totally don't think any of my stories could top you.
They don't have yours. To. Just give me like a go-getter story.
Okay. Well, in college, you know, just going through college, my family's not wealthy. I had to work my butt off just to get through college. I worked full-time at a jewelry store, went full-time
student. And then you stole something and got fired?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That actually put me through college.
Is that why you're fresh out of the pen right now?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Guantanamo Bay.
Shout out to the homies on lockdown.
But yeah, I think that, you know, it was very important to me. My mom, you know, cleaned houses for a living. She says, you know what, Rosario, I don't want you to do this for the rest of your life. Do you want to be like me? No, get yourself through school.
Right.
You know, I will help you with whatever I can. And, you know, just your focus should be going to school. And I thought that was amazing for my mom to tell me that. You know, most of my family, they're 18. Okay, you're getting married, you're having children. I'm like, no, I want something better for myself.
That's a big thing too. People having kids really young.
Yes, I definitely didn't want to do that. My mom always told me, don't have kids, go to college, get educated, get a career, and then settle down somewhere down the road. But your focus is you.
Right, exactly. That's the best way to put it to you. Your focus should be you, not what other people think, not what other people feel. It should be what you want, what you know. It seems to me like every person has that, I guess, intuition of what you know you can handle. So I can sit here and tell someone else about the things that I've done, and they can think, oh, that's crazy, or oh, that's not that bad. But I know what I'm comfortable with. And in a weird sense, I know what I'm willing to live with if things don't work out. So for example, like if I were to get like mugged or something at the dog park, didn't happen, thank God, but I'd be like, I'd have an easier time accepting that than sitting at home thinking, oh, well, I didn't do it because what if? You know?
That's crazy.
That would eat away at me. So you have to be willing to kind of decide what it is you're willing to lose in order to gain. You know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't put that into perspective. I don't think I ever thought about it the way that you just mentioned. That's different.
See, that's because I'm a total genius.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back. Thanks for listening, everyone. Again, my name is Mariano.
And I'm Rosario.
And she's a special guest today, and I'm really happy to have you here because she kind of helped me drive the point home. She does have to take off, but I just did want to give her a chance to say goodbye, and hopefully that she'll be talking to you guys again very soon.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. It was great being here and talking about people staying at the Dog Hotel California.
Because it happens.
It happens.
Dog park, by the way, outside.
Dog
it was
park,
cold.
California.
Respect my authority. It sucked.
I bet. Well, let's try to do a little bit less of that.
Let's aim for like a doggy resort next time.
Yeah.
That's what Pauline told me.
Yeah.
Jerk.
But again, thank you, everyone. It was great being here.
All right. We'll see you soon. That was a lot of fun. Now let's jump right back on topic. Staying motivated can be difficult when all others doubt you. They say that success is not a destination to be achieved, it's a mindset, and I totally believe that. A way of life devoted to constant motion, and that's the key, in my opinion, to keep moving. It's not always easy to keep moving, but you have to keep moving. That's the hard thing about it. And I think that the harder thing about it, something that I call the bucket of crabs mentality. Now, I read this story once when it came to someone as they adapt, as your personality kind of changes and matures over time, that other people may have a problem with that. And it's not because they don't like who you're becoming. It's just because it's different and it throws off their sense of who you are. People don't like to think that they can't gauge you, that they are wrong with their assumptions about you. And the reason I call it crabs in a barrel is because it is said that when someone reaches for higher, when someone decides they want to kind of take it to the next level, it can be attributed back to a barrel full of crabs, because if there's crabs in a barrel and one tries to climb out, the others will drag you back down. And that's a scary thought. And that's something that I think holds too many people back. I think that kind of that killer mentality, that risk-taking gambler kind of mindset, sure, it's, you know, so many people have been burnt by it, and I understand that. There's a difference between being stupid and a calculated risk with something that you really want to do and something that you're really willing to put effort toward. And I've noticed in my own personal experience, because I've done this a lot, I've tried something full steam ahead. A few weeks into it, I psych myself out mentally or emotionally, or I find things wrong with it and I take myself out of it. And then next thing you know, I just screwed up a really big opportunity. I've done that like 3 times too many, and I don't intend to do it anymore, but it took a lot of kind of reconvincing and retraining of my own brain to stop that. And one little thing that I did was I would talk to myself. I would kind of assume that things were like going terrible around me. Like I'd assume, oh my God, while I'm here doing this podcast, what if my family needs me? What if something happens? And then I get home and I'm like, oh yeah, nothing's changed. Didn't even realize I was gone. But it's just a scare tactic. Don't listen. Don't fall into it. It's hard. I know that. But sometimes you got to push through. The secret is constant motion. Don't stop. Don't give yourself time to kind of overthink things. Don't overanalyze the situation. It's not as bad as it probably is in your head. You're okay. The way I look at things is, instead of taking it in so external, you know, instead of thinking of all what could happen here and there, I just internalize everything. And what I mean by that is I'll stop for a second and think, okay, am I fed? Yep. Am I thirsty? No. Am I tired? Yeah, a little bit, but we're okay. So that means that you're okay. You have food in your stomach. You have water in you. You have sleep. You're not deprived. You're okay. That means you're functioning as you should. Are my bones broken? No. Do I have any like topical cuts or anything? No. And if I did, that's not such a huge deal. What that adds up to me is you're at least okay for the next few hours. So keep pushing. And that's what kind of motivates me, you know, just piece by piece by piece. So I broke it down. I was scared the first time I came up here, even on the train. You know, I'm far from home. This is a new experience. I just want it to go well. I don't want to go home feeling like a failure, feeling like I wasted my money and time by coming up here. But I just had to take it piece by piece. All right, put your bike on the train. Sit down. Listen to music. Relax yourself. Get off the train. You know, map the way here. Find a place to sleep. Sleep. Don't get murdered. Wake up. Be thankful that you're not murdered. Come here. Knock out the interview. Go home a winner. It's scary. And I just want to encourage people not to give you some unrealistic idea of, oh yeah, just do it. It's super easy, just do it. I want to encourage people just to be honest, be upfront. It's scary. I know it's scary. I risk things a lot, especially lately. And I do it with the understanding that if it goes wrong, I gave it a shot. And if something goes terribly wrong and I end up hurt or worse, no one can say I didn't try. And my life will amount to, you know, bravery at least. It'll amount to not being scared, you know, to not accepting no as an answer. And that's something that can really, that's like the big kind of divider among people is, hey, look, I don't want this. I don't want this. And I'm like, yeah, but you do want to be happy. You do want to achieve your goals. You do want things, but they can't be too scary for you to go and get. And that's what stops a lot of people. And that's one thing that I want to dive into a little more. And when it comes to that, I had a little bit written down. And one of these things, funnily enough, was actually a quote from Lil Wayne in a song, but I love it, is I can be broke and keep a $1 million smile. That's hard. Because I think that probably even more so than staying motivated, what's difficult when your chips are down, so to speak, is to keep your head up. It's not, you know, like movement is easy, but the initial thought to get you there, that's the hard part. Because you can be your own worst enemy. But I think that it doesn't take $1 million to have a $1 million smile. You need to ease up on yourself. Now, if you're listening, I want you to ask yourself this question and be honest, okay? What would you do if your boyfriend, girlfriend, or a friend of yours, or like a little sister or something, spilled, let's say, like some juice on your carpet? I'm assuming a lot of you would say, oh, you know, no big deal. We'll clean it, whatever. That's, you know, it's fine. Now, what would you do? How would you feel if you spilled your drink on your carpet? I assume a lot of it's more like, ah, you idiot, you know, be careful. And I noticed that people are harder on themselves than they are on other people. I'm not saying be harder on other people. I'm saying ease up on yourself. It doesn't do you any good to talk yourself down. It hinders you. It's a bad, bad habit. Be careful when you do it. Just don't. Think of yourself as a winner. I often annoy my friends because I make these like these obviously over the top jokes about how I'm super awesome and these things. And I do it on purpose, you know, well, number one, because it's funny, but number two, because it's important to talk yourself up. That's a big thing. You know, you have to be on your side. You have to be your own teammate, which is something that I want to dive into just a little bit more after this next commercial break. So thanks for listening. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
I'm really digging that intro. I like it. Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Mariano, and Pauline's not here this week, but she will be back next week, so hashtag Pauliano will be in full effect next time you hear us. Now, to come back to what we were talking about, I want to bring up a few points that kind of surround that. At least they did for me, and they were really relevant for me, which is why I wanted to talk about this today, was when it comes to being confident, when it comes to knowing what you're worth, that tends to be a big problem for a lot of people. A lot of people, they're afraid, I think, to go become wealthy or to go grab wealth and abundance because maybe they don't feel like they deserve the wealth. Maybe they don't feel like they are abundant themselves. And that's negative self-talk, and that's something that brings you down, and that's what I wanted to address now. Because if we're talking about staying motivated and chasing dreams and going after what it is that you want, well, how can someone do that if they feel like they're not worth it? I think that was my biggest mistake, and it was hard for me to come to that realization, and it's not easy for me to admit that on a podcast now. But I've done so many things. When I was 19, I went to the Air Force, and a lot of people don't know that. I tried it out. I did a really good job. In basic training, I did a great job. In fact, I was an element leader, which for those of you who don't know, it's a squadron is two big flights. One flight is like 60 people. Within a flight, there's four elements of, let's say, like, you know, 12, 13 people. And I led one of the elements. I was responsible for my guys. I'd get punished for them. And I did it. I did it well. And then after that was tech school, tech training. And for both of these, I was in San Antonio. And it was all fine. There was nothing wrong. I was good. I was doing a great job, but I scared myself. I psyched myself out. And it turned out that I dropped out of the military. It wasn't like a dishonorable or anything. It was this thing called entry-level separation because I had been in for such a short period of time. But I came home, and you wouldn't believe how many people thought I was the biggest failure. It was heartbreaking. It sucked. People thought that my life was over. People thought I just made the stupidest decision I've ever made or could ever make. And I tried so hard to keep in people's heads, like, I'm still me. Before I went, I was in school, I was doing work, I was working out, and I did the exact same thing. I jumped right back into all of it. But people still thought of me as like, oh, he quit the Air Force. And the reason I did it, I just knew it wasn't for me. But it really brings you down. When people believe that you messed up, you start to believe that you messed up. And you need to be careful. People's opinions are their opinions. It's not their life. You need to do what's right for you. And I can't tell you how seriously I contemplated staying in, even though I was unhappy. I contemplated it so much. I kind of went back and forth with myself so much because I kept thinking, I mean, maybe I should just stay. I don't want these people to think this way. I actually almost stayed in there just to avoid these people's, you know, thoughts of me being a failure. But then I thought, no, it's my life. I'm the only one who has to live with me for the rest of my life. And it's up to me to make this decision or become unhappy. I'd still be there today, by the way. I'd still have a couple years left to go. I'm 23 now. I did it when I was 19. And I'm glad I got out. It was the right decision. Nothing against it. I'm sure it's a great career for anyone who wants to do it, but it's just not me, you know? Hashtag Pauliano doesn't belong in the Air Force. I belong, you know, here talking nonsense with my friends because that's what I do best and that's okay, you know? But you need to be brave enough to decide to really sit and kind of think, you know what, I do this pretty well, but then people hit this wall of, I don't know if I do it that well. I'd rather not risk it by trying to talk, you know, by trying to interview and go against other people and kind of test my mettle, so to speak. It can be scary. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But if you never try, you don't know. You know, you're going to hit the wall that is you, and that's a shame. You need to get around that. But the way for me to get around that was believing that I was worth something. I used to think that I was worthless. I used to have kind of a hard time with myself growing up. And it took me a long time to realize, you know what? I'm worth the wealth. I'm worth the success. All the things that I want in life, the truth is I can have them. And so can you. You're worth it. You deserve it. But you need to go get it. That's the key. Don't be afraid. You have to do it. Takes work, but work is never hard. I'm sure a lot of you guys work. It's not that hard, right? It's just do one task at a time, and then before you know it, the day is over. That's exactly how these things are. I did one task at a time, and then next thing you know, I'm here. Next thing you know, I'm home. Next thing you know, I'm on a podcast. That's incredible, and I'm so happy for it. I'm so thankful and grateful for it. And the secret is keep pushing. Know your worth. I'm going to say it. Please take this in. Know what you are worth. Know that you are an abundant person. Know that you bring a lot to the table. You are special at something. You are very, very, very good, one of a kind at something. Find out what it is and do it. Go and shine. But no one's going to give it to you. Go and do it. That risk is the reason not everyone's famous and successful. Successful. Because it's scary. Diving into the unknown is hard to do. Walking through a dark alleyway is hard to do because you scare yourself. How many people kind of walk around in their house? It's your own house and it's pitch black and you know everything that's in there, but you just feel like something's going to happen. And then guess what? It never does. You know, I walk through like the kitchen, it's pitch black, and I open the fridge and the light's on all of a sudden. But some people won't do it. Some people don't take that risk. But the thing is, it's all in your head. There's probably no one in your house. Don't stop yourself. Push, move, do something. Be brave, be bold. And if you're not feeling brave, do what I did. Lean on other people who are brave. I listened to books. I listened to podcasts. I did these other things. You know, find ways to motivate yourself. Find people to motivate you. But then the goal, at least for me, the goal is to become the person who motivates people. So remember that. You want to be that person. One really powerful thing that helped me stay motivated was think of the person who motivates you. Now think of yourself as that person. And now there's these other people relying on you. These other people need your energy. They need what you're bringing to them. It's almost like oxygen. Be that person. Then you'll find people gravitating toward you. And I'm not talking friends. I'm talking, well, at least not just friends. I'm talking, then you'll kill your interviews. And then you'll find that things kind of work out when you take risks. I was nice to the guy who gave me the ride, and he gave me a ride. He was going to stop halfway there, and he ended up just taking me all the way. That was a huge help. We bought, you know, a dog, which is why we went down. I stayed in a dog park. Nobody messed with me. If somebody were to have come by me, I was polite, and then they left. I could have been rude, and then we don't know what could have happened. But the thing is, keep yourself in a positive frame of mind. Find what it is that makes you do it. Music, movies, whatever. Find it. Find your creative space and then dwell in it. That's the best advice I could give everyone, at least thus far. I'm 23. I've done a lot of things. I've been a lot of places. I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'm just now learning that it takes courage to admit your faults, and it takes vulnerability to be open about what it is that you don't have on top of what you do have. But talking about these things makes you better, because you no longer have the fear of hiding them. Approach everything wholeheartedly. Not everyone's perfect. Everyone lacks something. But you can work on it only after you admit that you're missing. It's all right. That's my message for the day. Please keep listening, because I've got some more things coming. But if you're listening to this, just try it. What's the worst that could happen? Seriously. I ask you that question. I asked myself that question, and that's what pushed me ultimately. What pushed me ultimately was just talking to myself. Do I want to do this? No. Am I trying to do this because other people want me to do this? Yes. Is that worth it? Really? No. These people are going to think you're a failure. Doesn't matter. These people are going to think you're crazy. Doesn't matter. These people are going to try to find logical, rational reasons that you shouldn't do what you want to do. Don't let them. It's up to you. Do it. Okay, my friends, till next time, thanks for listening. This is GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, and you can listen to us on Google and iTunes and these different podcast networks, as well as the website, gsmcpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. My name's Mariano. We'll talk to you soon.